Now, you could spend all day debating why no one wants to build power plants in Texas. Some blame EPA regulations. Others say advances in renewable energy are coming too quickly to justify the investment. But the main reason is the low cost of natural gas. That's right. The same thing that's driving down electric bills is driving away investment in power plants.
It affects the incentive to build new generation.
Kent Sadoff is in charge of planning and operations with ERCOT, the nonprofit organization that oversees much of the Texas electric grid.
The lower natural gas prices have essentially lowered the cost of electricity, which has made it less attractive for investors to build new generation.
Most power plants make their money in long-term contracts. If anyone were to build a new power plant in Texas, odds are it would be natural gas. These days, the cost of natural gas is so low, those investors worry that if the price goes up, they'll be selling power for less than it's worth, or even stuck in a contract where they're losing money.
Garen?
Here.
Carlos?
Here.
Hildebrand? Huberty?
At a recent State House hearing, Rep. Maybe. Dan Huberty asked what sounded like a simple question. Could the state government just put some money up front to encourage more plants to be built? Here's how Public Utility Commission Chair Donna Nelson answered.
I haven't looked into that in any detail just because I guess my perception is that our market is premised on private investment.
Texas deregulated its energy market more than a decade ago. Agencies like the PUC or ERCOT won't invest in new generation. What they can do is raise the caps on how much power plants can charge for a megawatt of power. Now, here's the idea. If the state allows electric wholesalers to charge more, that would drive prices up and make investing in power plants more attractive. It's what policy wonks call changing the price signals in a deregulated market. John Fainter, the president of the Association of Electric Companies of Texas, says it should work.
We think with the proper market signals, the market will respond now and people will build because Texas is a good place to invest.
But ratepayer organizations worry what changing the price signals will do to electric bills around the state. R.A. Dyer is a policy analyst for the Texas Coalition for Affordable Power.
And we want to make it real clear that whenever folks in the context of this debate are talking about sending the right price signals, they're really saying about increasing the price of electricity.
Other ways to keep more power on the grid? Well, everyone appears to agree that conservation will be key in the short term, like this summer. Some power companies are also bringing old, so-called mothballed power plants back online. And there's also the possibility that publicly owned utility companies could invest in new generation. You see, even though most of the state operates in the competitive market, there's still a small part where public money comes to bear.
Municipally owned electric utilities are about 15% of the electric market here in the state, and they are owned by cities and are nonprofit entities serving their consumers.
Mark Zion is the president of the Texas Public Power Association. He says because these utilities operate outside the competitive retail market and aren't motivated by profit drive in the same way as private investors, they're well positioned to invest in more generation right now.
Since 2005, over 2,500 megawatts of generation has been deployed by public power systems in this state. That's been natural gas, significant renewables, coal generation, and there's another 1,700 megawatts in the pipeline.
But those efforts may amount to a drop in the bucket in a state the size of Texas. In any case, building new power plants takes time. And if this summer is as hot as the last one, Texas energy consumers will need to conserve or prepare for the prospect of rolling blackouts. I'm Mose Bouchel for State Impact Texas.